This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition. Tomorrow's news tonight of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, all across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and streaming live online on the satellite. Special thanks go out to our great military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, along with the National Guard, and to the EMTs, the firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes along to all of our roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, to William and the gang up there in Wyoming and Montana and the northern tundra, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia, thanks for what you do. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Also, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we've got Frank Salvato, the host of the Underground USA podcast. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Morning, Mr. Captain.
It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag
of the United States of America. And to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Frank, we've been having quite the spirited conversation tonight about, of all things, the takings clause. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, that's when you're talking about eminent domain, and I brought this up last week, kind of spiritedly.
Yeah,
the government cannot be telling people they have to close their businesses unless they ask them to do it voluntarily.
Yep, and if they do that, they have to pay them for the lost revenue, et cetera, or whatever it is they're going to lose, because they have to offer that to them first, according to what I'm reading right here.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to come down to a definition of what the private property is and how that's executed, and this is going to take a lawsuit, and it's going to be a precedent-setting lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect that the very first organization from any state that should file this lawsuit is a restaurant industry representative.
Sure.
If you're an organization that is involved with the restaurant industry, that lawsuit should have been already drafted and filed.
Yep.
Even if it's just to force a definition of what the taking of private property mm-hmm. is when it comes to a private business and a private business license.
All right. Well, let's take a call here from Ian, and I want to make this kind of quick because you and I want to keep going here. Okay, Ian, what's on your mind, and please try to make it quick.
Real quick, 2 points. Number one, what have we been talking about recurring for the last 3 years, that they were going to throw everything at Trump? And then the last thing, we've said it recurring for the last 3 years, they would crash the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they made money on the down, and the proof of it is those senators. This was planned. And number two, any enemy, any potential enemy is sitting back laughing right now because all they got to do is cook up something in the lab that might not even hurt people but just damage them and let it loose and cause a panic to get us to fight. They're looking at our reaction and they're laughing. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. And he's right. And, Frank, I wanted to read this. That's why I told Ian to be quick. This is what this says. The Takings Clause refers to the last clause of the Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution that limits the power of eminent domain. The Takings Clause requires the entity to pay just compensation on taking private property for public use. That includes goods and services. Private property may be taken or damaged for a public use, and only when just compensation ascertained by a jury unless waived has first been paid to or into court for the owner. Now, this is article, what is this? It's under the Fifth Amendment. It says Cal Construction Act 1 and 191. Those are legal things. I don't know exactly how to read that.
Yeah, it's part of the Fifth Amendment, when we talk about this, the retort is going to be, and this is a devil's advocate thing, that because this is our license, the government gets to dictate when that license can be revoked or suspended. But licenses are something that are taxing vehicles. You know, the government has a license for everything. If you're a hairdresser, you have to have a license. If you're a tattoo artist, you have to have a license. The government overreach into licensing and regulation is something that's always been a debate in this country. Do they have the right to? How far does it go? Now, when you're talking about crushing the livelihood of a small business, and a lot of independent businesses here, especially restaurants, are going to die because of what's happening here, because the money's not going to come quick enough for them for bridge loans, which they shouldn't have to ask for in the first place. So I'm still waiting to hear this lawsuit. And if you're a restaurant organization in any state or a national restaurant organization and you are not crafting a lawsuit on this, I don't know why your members pay dues.
Yeah, and the other thing is as we sit here and we look at all of this sort of stuff, I mean, my God, what part of the word screwed, blued, and tattooed don't you understand? Because it's obvious, and I've been hearing this more and more and more, and even one of our nationally syndicated hosts on this many of these same stations has been talking about it for several days, and on Friday, he got up on his podium and blew it all around the country again. And I'm with him on this one. I totally agree. This is absolutely wrong. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more from Silvato.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the...
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our very good friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Now, I want you to start trying to use their service department because if you are a veteran, active duty military, a current first responder or retired first responder or a minister, you get 15% off when you have your vehicle serviced. And the same goes for all military family members. That's direct members of an active military person. So guess what? That's one reason to go to Moss Nissan for the service, because I went there and I pulled in and I got my oil changed. I wanted to put synthetic oil in, and I did. And they said, oh, by the way, while you're here, we're going to give you an antimicrobial treatment that comes with your Moss Care. And I said, what are you talking about? They said, well, it will destroy all the viruses and bacteria on your interior surfaces. And we wiped the whole inside down and this, that, and the other. And it's free, and it comes with your Moss Care. And I went, holy smokes. So I had them do it, and they did, and I never looked back. But now is the time to get your vehicle serviced for spring and summer. Now is the time. We're all driving around, especially local driving. That kills the vehicle, the gas, the whole nine yards. You know that. So keep your car or your truck shipshape at all times. Check out one of the Moss Nissan dealerships. By the way, don't forget, you've got them in Newport Richey, 19 and 54, Crystal River on 19. You've got Florida Avenue, North Florida Avenue, 11001 for the Moss Nissan and Moss Acura dealership. And then there's Moss Wholesale to the Public on 19 up in Homosassa Springs as well. And if you tell them the captain sent you and you want to buy a new vehicle, guess what? Another $500 comes off that new vehicle or certified pre-owned vehicle price. Always tell them the captain sent you. Never know what's going to happen. All right, back to Frank Salvato. And Frank is with the Underground USA podcast. And how's the podcast business there, Frank?
Hey, it's booming. It's the fastest growing medium out there. So I'm
I know.
Happy.
I know. I'm on. By the way, I quit counting how many different places where the podcast is heard, but the numbers are just astounding when you see what you see. But anyway, let's go back to what we were talking about, because this takings clause really is driving the point home right now as to what the government can and can't do. And we just heard from an attorney. We just had a message here from a retired attorney that said that he had tried this case once before and got as far as the appellate court and then got it blown out from underneath him, but the client didn't want to take it any further. They should have taken that to the Supreme Court.
So of course they should have, and the government got to decide whether the government was going to get reined in or not. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a one-sided thing. Who do you go to when you need an arbiter against the government when you're suing the government? There is no one. So you're kind of at their mercy. The fact is we have to go back to the Constitution. We need a judiciary that follows the Constitution instead of precedent law, which was all switched over during the reign of the progressives when Harvard Law decided to go with precedent instead of constitutional law. You know, the Constitution clearly states that you have to be compensated and that there are limits to the federal government. And when you have the federal government and the judiciary deciding for itself that it wants to have a far, far greater reach than was actually intended by the framers in the horrible decision with the Commerce Clause, and then you bastardize the Constitution further with the direct election of senators, mm-hmm. This is what you get.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, again, the attorney said that he didn't take it any further because the client didn't want to go further. But I'll bet you dimes to donuts right now with what we're talking about. And again, one of our nationally syndicated hosts on Friday went just absolutely tore into all of this that was going on. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody doesn't pick this up, like you say, a restaurant association, or maybe a convenience store, that one of those deals, and put a class action suit, and away we go.
Well, it needs to happen, and I'm glad this national host was listening to your show 2 weeks ago when we first talked about it.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Restaurant associations have to get off their butts. Earn your keep now. It's not just about how do we put the new poster in the window. It's about preserving the rights of your members. So the perfect example of how the government is overreaching is how they are killing the small business owner in the restaurant industry. And believe me, they are killing them.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about the government relief checks that they're talking about, which, by the way, that did not go through the way they thought it was last night. And we'll get into that in a minute, too. But this isn't going to be, well, you'll get it in your next check. It'll be direct deposited. Did that happen back with the stimulus under George W. Bush? Did that happen then? I don't think so.
No one got direct relief. I want to also define something here because I'm seeing a lot of this stuff on Facebook about, oh, the government's giving you free money. You must like this socialist Bernie Sanders stuff. The government is returning your money.
Yep.
This is tax dollars. The government doesn't have a profit-making arm. The only profit that they can make is off you and off tax dollars that comes from the money you spend through companies. So anything the government gives you as a taxpayer, not as someone who's taking without paying in, but as a taxpayer, is your money. Mm-hmm. And it's being returned to you. Now, I'm kind of rolling my eyes a little bit here, and Republicans, you got to get your stuff together when it comes to how you want to do this. There are some industries who, when they look at a crisis, always have their hands out saying, we're going to go belly up unless you give us money. Well, you know what? Don't give them money. Give it to the people and let the people spend it and let the free market work.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing that took place yesterday was Bill de Blasio ran his mouth and was talking about how Donald Trump isn't taking care of his old home city and the thing is dragging and this, that, and the other. And then all of a sudden he got lambasted by the governor of Maryland, who said de Blasio was lying, that he was actually getting more than what he was supposed to be getting in terms of supply and aid and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. And then after everything was said and done, we find out about this truckload of supplies that's going to be delivered Tuesday. Tuesday that just was manufactured specifically for New York City relief supplies. And I mean, what else do they need to have? I mean, de Blasio's just going to sit here and lie to everybody?
Yeah, he is, because A, he's an idiot, and B, he's disingenuous. The two claims he made that Trump did nothing and that the president didn't engage the military, it's ridiculous. He's got a Navy hospital ship in his harbor.
That's right.
So aside from the limitations of posse comitatus, which is, he's doing all he can.
Yep.
What he should be talking to Governor Cuomo about activating the National Guard, if in fact they need it. I saw pictures of Times Square. They don't need the National Guard motivated.
There's nobody there.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, and as far as the engagement, you've got the auto industry kicking it up with ventilators. We're starting to retool American manufacturing to satisfy what we need so we don't have to be dependent on China. And by the way, mm-hmm. if you've never seen an argument for America first and made in America and by American, this is it. Mm-hmm. If we don't have the capability to build these ventilators and create these masks and manufacture the drugs that we've been getting from China on the cheap, this is what happens.
Okay, this is getting better, because now we got this is one of our highly intelligent people that works up in Atlanta. Rob just chimed in. He says, Captain, nor shall private property be taken without just compensation. Those are the words that give the government the right to take property without your consent, so long as, number one, there is a public use of the property, and number two, there is just compensation paid. This is how governments take private property to build roads, etc. So in the pandemic situation, there is a public use of property? No. And just compensation has been paid? No. So we have potential use of government power here that is unconstitutional. Bingo. That's what we've been talking about.
No, this is what I've been screaming about. You know, you can't just walk into a private business and say, in a free country, you can't walk into a private business as the government and say, you've done nothing wrong, you have to close.
Yep.
You know, and that's essentially what they're saying. You've done nothing wrong. As a matter of fact, you've been voluntarily doing everything we've asked, and now we're going to reward you by killing your business.
Yep. Well, again, and this has been going on. This conversation has been going on all night long.
Well, I'm going to say this again. If you are the head or sit on the board of a restaurant association, you are delinquent in protecting your members.
Mm-hmm. And again, I don't disagree with you for a second. By the way, one last thing. This will get your ire going. The mayor of Tampa wants to go to the county legislators today and ask them to do a shelter in place for the whole county, not just Tampa, but the whole county.
Yeah, let's just give the government as much power as they want to infringe on your private life.
All right. I'll talk to you on Friday, my friend. Stay low.
Stay low, sir.
All righty. And we'll see how that goes. I mean, again, that's overstepping somebody's bounds. The city's got nothing to do with the county and vice versa. All righty. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch. Rolling along, Patrick Highland coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. President Trump says the state's hardest hit from the coronavirus will be getting immediate help.
We have large quantities of medical equipment and supplies on the way based on all of this to those states, including respirators, surgical masks and gowns, face shields, coveralls, and gloves, with large quantities already delivered to Washington and to New York. In addition to large quantities of supplies, I've also directed FEMA to supply 4 large federal medical stations with 1,000 beds for New York, 8 large federal medical stations with 2,000 beds for California, and 3 large federal medical stations and 4 small federal medical stations with 1,000 beds for the state of Washington. The supplies en route to California and New York will be delivered within the next 48 hours.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our very good friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, you know, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water. Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. And I'll tell you what, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. You can load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have a great time on the water with your friends and family, and sun sanitize too. If you have to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation you're going to take, how about that big cruise? Then why not invest the money from that canceled trip into a Freedom Boat Club membership and enjoy our beautiful waterways all year long? Now, yesterday, there were boats everywhere out on the water when I was taking a look at Tampa Bay, driving around on my side of the bay over there. And the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. Just make your reservation, fill in the cooler with stuff you want to take, and minutes later, you're out on the water. Don't forget, if you're soaking up some of that beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too, call the Freedom Boat Club today. The number is 855-373-3366. That's 855-373-3366. Or go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. All right, here he is, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback. What's going on, Mr. H?
Hey, Captain. Well, you know, with no sports being played, we're doing the best we can, trying to keep ourselves somewhat entertained with virtual sports. We had Denny Hamlin edge Dale Jr. out in an iRacing exhibition race at virtual Homestead. So it was interesting to watch that yesterday. But
I wanted to watch that, but I didn't get a chance to watch it. How was that? Did you watch it?
I watched a little bit, Captain. I couldn't really get into it.
It's basically a computer game, right?
Yeah. So, it's something that's fun. You know, at least you had some names doing it. So it's always something better than nothing. We'll go with that. But I'm very interested about the Patriots, the way they're handling their QB situation. They brought Hoyer back. He was on the team before, then he was with the Colts, and now he's going to be back with the Patriots to compete for the starting job. He's a kid who came out of Ohio State, and he's played at Cleveland, played at New England, played at Indianapolis. So we're going to see what he can do. It's going to be very interesting to see, with Brady coming to Tampa Bay, what is going to occur for the Patriots. They've won before without Brady at quarterback. Are they going to do it again? And all this hype about how Tom was treated in Boston, Captain, I don't know. Was that kind of made-up media just to create stories? I mean, you had pretty good GM, pretty good offensive line, pretty good receivers for a lot of years. I'd say a pretty doggone good coach.
Yeah, but are you talking about the way the refs treated the team? Is that what you're talking about? Now, that's a different story. That's a different story because I think they got the advantage of the call most of the time with Brady at the helm.
Well, that's true, too. I joked around about that yesterday on the Sports Dome, the show from 11 to 12 here on this great station on Sundays. And, people thought I was being too cute. But there's some truth to that. The great players do get the call from the benefit of the doubt. It's just human nature. You don't have robots officiating these games. And that's going to be interesting for baseball. Captain's talking about robots. Are we going to get to a strike zone that will be, in essence, technology saying it's a strike or a ball? What's your thoughts about that? Let's talk about baseball a little bit.
Well, when I used to go to the Rays games, when I covered it for my original radio station out of Sarasota, and I went up to the games just about every Sunday. It was up there when they were at home. They had a machine of some sort that would tell you whether it was a ball or a strike, and it was an experiment at that time. And you could see the up in the press box, okay? And I thought to myself, gee, are they going to make something out of this? And everybody kept saying, no, it'll never happen. But don't they use that now?
They're talking about using it. They are using it at the triple A level, okay? So I tell you, people, I think it will speed up the game and create the nonsense of the managers and the players going, come on, Blue, and yelling at them and slowing down the game and the guys jumping out of the box, crying and complaining. And that's it. Hey, man, computer says it's in your strike zone. It's a strike zone. Get in the box, play ball. And all this, taking 5 minutes, and I'm embellishing, of course, Ken, but taking 30 seconds to get a sign when nobody's even on base, it's just getting ridiculous. Football and baseball do take the same amount of time, but the ebb and flow of the game of football is a lot more easier to deal with than the ebb and flow of baseball, and they need to work on that, and they are, and I'm proud of them for it. I'm glad it's happening, because the new millennials aren't going to tolerate that type of flow. They're just not. So, and that's the future sports for all of us to enjoy. So,
well, I don't have any real problem with that. I mean, as long as one size fits all, so to speak. And I've seen a lot of calls as well of you blown by it was just outside. Yeah, right outside, right over the plate.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Well, and you're getting when you have guys that differ in height from 6'4" to 6'6", Captain.
Sure,
that's tough for the Blue to really bear down on that. And when a pitcher is just inconsistent, it's hard for the umpire too to kind of read where his pitches are coming. Why can't just take it out of the game? So,
by the way,
go ahead.
By the way, do you remember Jeff Bagwell with the Astros?
Yes.
You remember the way he batted, how he scrunched down?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and he was
kind of like Pete Rose.
Yeah, and he was tough to pitch to.
Sure he was.
Because of that.
Short and strikes on in essence. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And Pete Rose did the same thing. That's why you just eliminate all that. I do want to do a shout out down to South Florida, Marlins Park now. They're going to use it as a drive through, you know, COVID-19 testing site. So that's a good thing that, you know, these ballparks could do just if it keeps going down as the epidemic continues. But let's hope it keeps going down the way it is. So just want to share that with people that are listening down.
Well, in some areas of the country, the numbers are going backwards, which is good, which means that things are getting better. Not everywhere, but in some areas of the country. And in some areas of the country, the whole thing is minuscule. I mean, it's like they're wondering why they're even being bothered with.
Yeah, well, that's it. So.
Oh, and I did hear one really good thing yesterday from a doctor. I was watching a seminar on doing a webinar rather, and it is true that with the warmer weather and the humidity.
Yes.
That we get in Florida, and I wait to hear the rest of this, the warmer weather and the humidity we get in Florida, that because this is an airborne virus, the droplets become heavier in the humidity, and they don't transmit as far and have a tendency, therefore, to just die off.
Yeah, absolutely, Captain. Yeah, I've been saying that for a long time. And I just, you know, I hope it's the truth and it's right, and I believe it is.
Well, I listened to a clinical, whatever the heck they were, say it yesterday.
Well, what happens is, Captain, you can't throw the ball as far and punt the ball as far in Florida because of the humidity. And so, you know, it's going to have the same effect on anything. And ball doesn't carry in golf. All the golfers out there, ball doesn't carry as far. You know, in our weather, as it does in other parts of the country. So,
and then there's
that's
Denver.
Be a blessing.
And then there's
absolutely,
Denver,
Captain. Poof, you know, the Mile High City. I mean, so, but you know, the good news is I think people are starting to understand how the daily routine is going to be, and they're just going to do the right things for the right reasons, and it's going to be great. So, I'm excited to see the future of this country, just like everybody else. And when all the dust settles, we'll come back stronger and greater than ever because we're America. And we'll get back to our sports loves and just back to our routine. But I think some people have been spending more time with their family and friends, either on the phone or even social distancing
in
the backyard.
I just looked at my clock. You better tell everybody what it is you do real quick.
Oh, okay. No problem. Hey, if I can help anybody out with their insurances, please give me a call. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Real simple. Just give me a call, 813-966-1052. Get a second opinion. There's nothing wrong with doing that when it comes to anything in your life. Take advantage of my knowledge and a lot of other people I know outside in this insurance world, and I can be of help to you. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Thank you, Captain.
All right. Talk to you on Friday, Patrick Highland. I'll be right back with the final segment of the Monday show, and I got a little something to say about maybe following a certain model to get ourselves out of this mess that we're in. When we come back, you'll hear the beach and boating forecast. But don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. But first, I got to give you the beach and boating forecast, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Freedom Boat Club. .com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, the place to go to, or give them a call at 855-373-3366, and without fail, here we go. Alrighty, and for today, Monday, beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Winds will start out on the south at about 7 to 10. Then they'll turn to the southwest at about 10 to 12. Then they'll make the move to the west at about 12 to 15. And I'll tell you what, seas today pretty much 1 to 2 feet all day long with a light chop. The water's warmed up now. Water temperature in the Gulf, 77 degrees. Water temperature in the Bay, 78 degrees. High tide was at 2:14 a.m. Low tide coming at 8:47 a.m. And we're going to have a sea breeze most of the day, if not all day.
And remember, the beach and boating forecast always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, again, to find out more about them, go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And there are 213 franchises across the United States. There is a Freedom Boat Club franchise somewhere within the sound of my voice right now on the radio. So there you go. Now, keep in mind one other thing. You can also call them at 855-373-3366. That's 855-373-3366. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch of money. Okay. The latest ABC Ipsos poll shows a dramatic turnaround. By 55% to 43%, Americans approve of President Trump's handling of the coronavirus crisis. Now, that's a complete reversal of just a couple of weeks ago. And this is real. This is a terrible healthcare crisis and a tragedy that's taking place right in front of us. Overblown, sure, but it's a crisis nonetheless. And this is the reason why, in taking a look at what's working around the world, our friends in South Korea have already forced the curve that everybody's talking about. And they did it sooner rather than later. Now, Korea, South Korea, is a nation of 51 million people, almost exactly the size of California. And South Korea has had under 9,000 cases of coronavirus and under 100 deaths. So let me ask you a question, everybody. Why is the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, predicting 25.5 million of his citizens will get it, number one? And what is he basing that number on, number two? And number three, if he assumes a 3% mortality rate, then he must expect 500,000 people to as many as a million people are going to die in California. But based on what? I think he's out of his mind. The numbers don't reflect that right now. All the numbers that we can see that are out there. Are they testing more people? Sure. Is that what they need to do to get an accurate, more accurate number? Absolutely. But keep in mind, the CDC years ago predicted a million cases of Ebola in Africa. Remember that? How many did they actually have? 30,000. Now, these are guesses they make on a computer screen when they put all the different programs through and all that stuff. It's a guess. Two places, the same size. Yet the governor of California is expecting a million deaths in California and under 100 deaths in South Korea. And Governor Newsom is shutting down the state and California economy based on those wild, worst-case scenarios. That's exactly what's happening in America right now. People have jumped the gun. They're overreacting. The statistics don't bear out what is actually happening. Now, those at least risk should be asked to keep their businesses open, pardon me, get the economy going so people have an opportunity to go out and get something to eat. Community small businesses, they're the backbone bone of everything. Your mom-pa grocery stores, your mom-pa corner restaurant. McDonald's isn't going to go anywhere. Wendy's isn't going to go anywhere. Kentucky Fried Chicken isn't going to go anywhere. But Luigi's Pizzeria will be put out of business because they don't have enough money to stick around and weather this sort of thing. So think about this for a minute. The sick, the elderly, the people with poor immune systems, I get it. I understand. You got to stay away from the trouble and all that. But not everybody is sick, not everybody's elderly, and not everybody has an immune system problem. Some of us learned how to take vitamins a long time ago and supplement so that if we did get older, guess what? Our immune system would still be there. Holy cow, imagine that. The healthy need to go on living
We need to keep our commerce going because somebody has to pay the taxes. And when we stop working, we stop paying taxes. Our nations will be in ruin if we can't beat this monster. We can't go a month, 2 months, 3 months. We can't do it. The United States of America, as you know it today, will be gone. So the sick and at risk, let them stay at home. Let them be quarantined. Let them do whatever. But the people that are able to work, that want to work, let them go to work. Businesses, don't close the businesses. Don't shut down the economy. And again, 100 dead in a country of 51 million people, and they still have their economy, they still have their jobs. I'm talking about South Korea. What do they know that we don't? The business of America's business, folks. Let's get back to it. And while we also protect this great country and land of ours, let's not forget, we are the home of the free and land of the brave. All right, Ian, you got about 60 seconds. Go for it. Well, less than 60 now, but go ahead.
Yeah, Luigi, you don't also have a pile of money to go bribe a politician to get the law fixed in his favor like the big giant corporations do, okay? And also, if Gavin Newsom and ilk is cared about his people, they'd be for shutting the borders and repealing the Immigration Act of 1965. Because prior to they brought that disastrous act in, when they came in on the West Coast, they quarantined them in Angel Island. And when they came in on the East Coast, they quarantined them in Ellis Island. And if they were disease-free and they met the qualifications, we let them in. How did it get here? By China, because we don't do health screenings, because we got wide-open borders, because of the stupid Immigration Reform Act of 1965. It needs to be repealed.
Okay.
We need to go back to the law that was in effect from 1924.
Got to go. Thanks, Ian. Okay, appreciate that. Now, folks, I got to remind everybody about Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road. Right there at McIntosh, all the blind shades and shutters and shutters. Yeah, all the blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. And they are a Hunter Douglas dealers, too. Now, the thing about them being with what they've been doing for so many years is everybody knows, unlike the big box store, that you can get stuff done there, like installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. They're part of the community. You'll see them out and about. The red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks, that's good old Kevin. And if you stop by the store, you'll see Jill and the gang in the store. Say howdy, howdy to them, too. And remember that all the military and all the first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store and tell them the captain sent you. Well, you may or may not be hearing about this today because we started it again, just like we did a couple weeks ago. The Takings Clause. Go look it up. The Takings Clause. What the government is trying to do right now is what the government can't do. And if somebody with enough money can sue them, like a restaurant association or something like that, you got a surefire win for a case. We'll be right back tonight with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Until then, have yourself a great day. Enjoy the great weather. Go out on the water. Get on a Freedom Boat Club boat. God bless America.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.